WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. The Washington area is going to be under a winter weather advisory overnight, starting at midnight. We could get some snow, freezing rain, and sleet, says WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Jeff Marr.
We'll probably see it start as snow and sleet, but with the warm air aloft eventually by early tomorrow morning, a transition to freezing rain and sleet before we change to all rain tomorrow afternoon. And that's the time frame that we have that winter weather advisory in effect.
Jeff's complete forecast is just ahead. The post-election cooperative rapport between Barack Obama and Donald Trump is being tested as the White House takes a firm stance on the Russian hacking.
We need to take action, and we will.
President Obama vowing action against Russia over its election-related hacking. Obama's statement coming after an intelligence assessment suggesting Vladimir Putin himself was involved, according to a source familiar with the matter. Donald Trump tweeting Thursday in part, "Why did they only complain after Hillary lost?" White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest noting that the Obama administration did raise concerns about the issue in October.
It benefited the Trump campaign, and it hurt the Clinton campaign.
Trump slamming Earnest later at a rally.
Although this foolish guy, Josh Earnest, he is so bad.
I'm Reid Binion.
President Obama's likely to have more to say about the Russian hacking at his year-end news conference at the White House this afternoon, and you can hear it live this afternoon at 2:15 at WMAL.com. Things are still a little tense between the Obama administration and the Trump transition team.
There are still efforts on both sides to put politics aside and ensure that there is a smooth transition of power. Reince Priebus, who is going to be the incoming White House chief of staff, is meeting today at the White House with Dennis McDonough, the outgoing chief of staff for President Obama, as well as Rahm Emanuel, the mayor, who was President Obama's first White House chief of staff.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. One Maryland state delegate thinks there is something that should be taught in sex ed classes that isn't being taught.
Maryland state delegate Ariana Kelly says it's important for students to know there is no gray area when it comes to sexual consent.
Not that you don't know if it's okay with them or not, you know it's okay. And if you don't know it's okay, you don't do it.
The Montgomery County Democrat wants affirmative consent added to 7th and 10th grade sex ed classes.
Well, I have a 7th grade daughter, and so she and I have spent a lot of time this last year speaking about sexual assault and sexual harassment. It's been a hot topic in the news.
The legislation is expected to move forward in mid-January. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is set today to lay out his proposed amendments to the state's two-year budget. He'll address a joint meeting of the General Assembly's money committees in a couple of hours. A federal grand jury has indicted a former Metro Transit police officer on charges of trying to help ISIS. 37-year-old Nicholas Young is also charged with obstruction of justice. Young had been with the Metro Transit police since 2003. A judge has ordered a school in Texas to put back a Christmas decoration that school officials had ordered removed.
The Killeen Independent School District voted to take down a picture of Linus and a quote from a Charlie Brown Christmas. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed for a restraining order, and a judge has now ordered the picture put back up. The judge said the decoration should have the line "Ms. Shannon's Christmas message" added. The judge says that line would take away any perception that the district is endorsing a religion. Alan Skaya, Dallas.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,852, the Nasdaq at 54,57. Sports, the Seahawks clinch an NFC division title with a Thursday night win over the Rams. College basketball, GW wins. The Wizards host Detroit tonight. The Caps are in Carolina. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honestly?
Chris Plant is on.
I'd be very interested in knowing more about that.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
It's just extraordinary, isn't it? See?
Chris Plant.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Green Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
The nation's most advanced indoor shooting range, EliteShootingSports.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Kensington, Maryland. Not too much of a change with this crash at the intersection of Connecticut Avenue, Flyers Mill Road. They're waiting for a couple tow trucks here. Serious crash at the intersection. Southbound as you make your trip, merging on from University Boulevard and Connecticut Avenue down to this crash. Extremely slow. Northbound, you're detoured through the parking lot. Let's get you around the Beltway topside from University Boulevard, around toward George Avenue, stop and go to the Wilson Bridge. The delays that we had are past tense. They've already cleared out. 95, a great trip for everyone if you're coming north, stay out of Aquia to the Beltway. 395 through Landmark, slowing. Interloop of the Beltway in Annandale, a little bit of the stop and go. Route 7, much better because the lanes are open. Now it's about recovering. Eastbound Route 7 at Barron Cameron, scene of the earlier crash, completely gone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be another cold day on this Friday with increasing clouds at a high eventually around 32. And a light mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain is possible late with a low of 27. Transition to rain during the weekend with highs in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 16 in Herndon, 14 in Germantown, 19 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. China conducts live fire sea drills as tensions escalate with its neighbors. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Ball, WMAL.
It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. I'm Brian Wilson, joined by Jim Garrity from National Review, senior political writer. We're going to be talking to Christian Toto in just a few minutes. Christian Toto will talk about the new Star Wars offering, which, by the way, Jim Garrity has seen. And Brett Baer will join us at 8:35. But joining us right now on the line, you know him, you love him, you can't live without him. He's the co-host of Fox News Channel The Five, one of many co-hosts they have there, because there are five people on the set. Greg Gutfeld is with us. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. How you doing?
Well, we're very happy to have you. We had your is she your friend or is she your frenemy? We had Dana Perino on the other day.
Strictly co-worker. just somebody I'm forced to work with. You know, we all have this, you know, this in our lives. So I just put up with her. By the way, I want to plug my other show, The Greg Gutfeld Show.
Which That's true.
Saturdays at 10 p.m.
Right.
Not just The Five, and it's doing great, by the way.
Yeah, good, good. And we don't want to slight that show at all. But you're also you're going to be here on January 28th for a big show with Dana Perino at the Warner Theater, and also attending is an old dear friend of mine. Larry Gatlin's going to be there. What is Larry Gatlin's role in this show?
You know, what is Larry Gatlin's role in life? But I'll tell you. Okay, so the show is pretty cool. It's like Dana, if you watch The Five, and you know that Dana and I have a pretty good chemistry, and we basically spend most of the time making fun of each other. This is a kind of like a town hall Q&A. We talk about politics and the news of the day, basically the news of the year. And then Larry is kind of like this kind of like combination Greek chorus narrator. He's there. he sings. He keeps the show moving. He tells us when we gotta, like, you know, move, you know, stop talking and move on. And he just makes sure the evening's especially entertaining. And we have a fun time with him. So he's kind of like our added bonus. He's the prize in the Cracker Jack.
Oh, there you go. All right. I know he would appreciate that. It's called Short Stories by Short People, and that's the 28th of January out at the Warner Theater. All right, so I have a question. You talk about this relationship you have with Dana Perino, and I have always thought she is incredibly lovely, but you seem to go out of your way to antagonize this poor woman.
Yes, someone has to, because she's constantly talking about her dog. Drives me crazy, but you know what it is? It's kind of like a brother sister thing.
I think that's it. Yeah,
she's Lisa Simpson and I'm Bart Simpson. So you know, she brings in all of her notes, you know, and she does her homework, and I just sit there and I'm the clown. So it's kind of like it's a nice balance.
Greg, my first thought when I saw the promotional information for Short Stories by Short People was the question, will Jasper be there?
I believe there will be a cardboard cutout because he travels everywhere with it, which is kind of chilling and strange. There might be some therapy that is required to get us through this because if the real dog won't be there. But, yeah, she has a new book out about her dog, which is, you know, of course, selling like crazy because everybody loves dogs, you know?
Yeah. I know.
You know?
All right, so we're looking at what's going on in Washington right now with the transition, and we've got this cabinet that's shaping up pretty well, just a few more positions left to fill. Your thoughts on how it looks as we see how Donald Trump has chosen the people who are going to run his government?
Well, I guess the latest, which I think is, you know, a good choice, is Spicer. You know, he seems like Sean Spicer for, I don't know if it's...
Well, hold it. No, I thought Kimberly, you know, your friend Kimberly there was up for the job as well, is what I read.
Yeah, you know what? I think, you know, when they talk about draining the swamp, they were talking about Fox News because they keep stealing, trying to steal everybody at Fox News.
Well, have you talked to Kimberly Guilfoyle about this? Is she...
I haven't. I heard about it yesterday, right before the show. But, you know, she would be amazing. I don't know if she could get up that early, but I think she'd do a great job. Spicer, have they made that one?
Well,
it's
being floated. I heard he was the leading contender, but then I heard this thing about Kimberly Guilfoyle. I can't say her name.
Guilfoyle. What, you worked with her? Didn't you work with her?
You were in New York. She was in New York. I was in D.C. I never really worked with you guys.
Oh, okay. But I thought it was in the reverse. I just heard about Sean Spicer this morning. That's why I thought it was. I thought it was like. But then again, it was on Twitter, so who knows?
Who knows? I'll double check that. Go ahead. But you like that idea of Sean Spicer?
Well, I think you know. There was this big idea about like, oh, we need all these outsiders, but he's RNC, and so was Reince, and you got to have those guys in there who know what's going on, and they seem pretty level headed, and he seems pretty sharp. So I thought it was a good choice.
Hmm. Maybe this the Guilfoyle news could be fake news, which I understand is something that's been on your mind lately, Greg.
Yesterday I did a monologue on this. They keep blaming coming up with these hate crimes because of President-elect Trump being elected, and like people are attacking people, and none of the press is really looking into it. And there was a big one in New York where an 18-year-old Muslim woman claimed she was attacked by drunk Trump voters on the subway, and she said that nobody helped her, and it sounded so fake because somebody would have helped you. There were three guys making fun of a woman on the subway and trying to pull off her hijab. Somebody would have done something. So I thought it was incredibly offensive that she smeared New York City subway strap hangers like myself, and that the press didn't follow up on it. But we at Fox News, we called the police. We were checking up on it, and sure enough, within like 2 weeks, the whole story unraveled, and she had, again, it was just another hoax hate crime. And it seems if you just push these stories slightly, they collapse like a house of cards.
So do you want, for example, Facebook to decide what is and is not fake news?
I don't even understand. It's a private company. They should have some responsibility over it. But I'm more interested in how the media, I don't care. Fox News is, I mean, Fox News, if they hadn't had, keep calling the police, who knows? Mm-hmm. So I think it's about pushing the general mainstream media to follow up on stuff. That's what I think. These hoax crimes, because the media wants them to be true, they never actually check up on them. And I mean, there's also crazier fake news out there, like the Pizzagate thing, which was just which turned the burden of proof on the people who were accused, which is like bizarre, became like a witch trial. Mm-hmm. It's like if you said the Pizzagate thing was fake, somebody says, well, how do you know? How do you know they're not really criminals? It's like, it's called the burden of proof, buddy. If you're going to accuse them, you got to prove it.
Yeah. So just thinking about the holidays, you got any big plans? We've been asking people this morning what their favorite and least favorite Christmas song is.
My least favorite is all of them.
really the Grinch, aren't you?
Yeah, it's Greg Grinch.
I don't like mandatory fun. it's like all of a sudden it turns on after Thanksgiving. Like, okay, we have to do this now. It's just that that's just not me. It's like if you feel like listening to a specific song, then listen to it. But don't be forced to it because, you know, it's part of some kind of regimented schedule. And that I think that always takes the fun out of it. I don't know. Yeah, I am a Grinch.
Yeah.
Proud of it.
Grinch felt.
Well, listen, somebody's got to be that guy, and it's Greg
exactly.
Gutfeld.
If it's not for, if you don't have the Grinches, then you can't you really can't appreciate it. You got to have some kind of balance.
All right,
very balanced.
That's right. So you're the balance to the Christmas holidays. Okay,
exactly.
Greg Gutfeld, co-host of Fox 10 News Channel's The 5, and his event is scheduled for January 28th at the Warner Theater with Dana Perino and my buddy Larry Gatlin, who will apparently sing songs about the things they've said on stage at some point. Is what I'm told.
Yeah, you can get tickets at Ticketmaster.
All right, Greg. Thanks a lot for joining us, buddy.
You got it. Take care.
It is now 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather in 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Marilyn, Kensington, still watch. A lot of activity at the crash intersection of Connecticut Avenue, Flyers Mill Road. Northbound, you're being detoured through the parking lot. Southbound, just major delays. You only get by slowly squeezing by to the right. On the 270 trip, better than normal. In the Durwood area, crashes on Mid-County Highway and Shady Grove Road. Mostly affected is Mid-County Highway with those delays approaching the intersection. You watch for police there. On Route 7, eastbound, the crash had been at Barron Cameron, completely out of the travel lanes now on eastbound 7 in that stretch. New one was reported near Potomac View, so crews looking in that stretch. 66, not too much to tell you about, through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and now at the Beltway slowing. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Increasing clouds, a high of 32 today, so we'll get right up to the freezing mark today after a very cold start. Tonight, however, is when you should be concerned, because later tonight, we'll get that dreaded wintry mix, light mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain. It's all possible, and the low overnight will be 27. Now, here's the good news. Tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, is going to be a mess. You might not want to get out and around early in the day. If you can hold off till 10, 11, 12 o'clock, it's going to be okay, because the high will ultimately be 52 degrees tomorrow. Sunday, cloudy, period of rains, highs in the mid-50s, maybe even reach 60 in some areas. Currently in the nation's capital, it's cold, 15, and it feels like it's around 9 or 10 degrees. 8:17 on WMAL.
Winter is right around the corner, and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It is now 8:17 on WMAL. Joining us on the line is Christian Toto, the film critic for HollywoodInToto.com and a regular friend of this program, to talk about the big Disney offering, Rogue One, the follow-on to Star Wars, and it's a different kind of Star Wars. This isn't your daddy's Star Wars. This is a different kind of approach to it. Good morning to you, Christian.
Good morning. Yes, it isn't. It's a departure for sure, but of course there are a lot of familiar elements, so don't be scared that this is a completely different beast, but it is a darker version of things we've seen before.
Well, okay, so we got this world that's been created, this Star Wars world, and the idea was, why do we have to wait, you know, to do the big movie? Why can't we take that environment and tell other stories within it? I thought, brilliant idea, because we love that environment, we love that world, but I'm told that this is not, you know, the classic good versus evil kind of conflict.
You know, it's funny, I heard interviews with the director of the film, Gareth Edwards, and that was one of the things he said. I have to say, having seen the movie, I kind of disagree with the director. This is truly about good versus evil. It, you know, again, it's the rebels versus the Empire. But it's uncompromised. Empire must be stopped. And one of the things that I found so transformative about the new movie is the sacrifices that the rebels make in order to get... I mean, we know what happens. This is all about spawning the Death Star plans, which feature so prominently in Star Wars. But
right.
It's about the heroes who do anything possible to get those plans because they know how important it is. The stakes are really high.
The spy craft that went on and that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's adventure. It's people kind of clinging to hope where hope really shouldn't exist because the odds are so stacked against them. And that's what great storytelling can be about.
Well, my guest host today is Jim Garrity from National Review, who has actually seen it. He got to see an early showing of it last night. So, Jim, what did you think about it?
Christian, I want to put to you, I think the best actor in this film
we never see on screen. Alan Tudyk is the, I guess, the stand-in and the voice for the helpful robot they have. Would you concur that this is a, you know, by far the most, you know, instantly lovable, funny, enjoyable character in this menagerie?
In the tradition of Jar Jar Binks?
No.
No, not even close to Jar Jar. No, I agree. He's a great character. He is not your typical robot. Yes, he spouts out some kind of jargon that sounds a little C-3PO-esque, but he's also a good fighter. He's also snarky and cynical. And the movie is very dour at times, and you need a little bit of levity, and he brings it in spades in those early scenes.
All right, so, you know, most people have given it pretty high marks. Where do you come down on it?
I give it a high marks as well. I found the middle of the film a bit of a drag. I thought some of the motivation of the characters was a little bit fuzzy. I also think there's a lot of new characters that they introduce, and I think that was a mistake. I think they should have maybe kind of tightened the cast a bit so we get to know them better. But I think the third act is terrific. There are some wonderful surprises as far as old characters returning, which I will not spoil.
Okay.
And I think overall it fits into the universe while expanding it at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, that was your take on it, Jim, is that it got a little slow in the middle, but it really wraps up nicely.
Christian, our takes are overlapping a lot. I kind of described it as a slow burn that really catches fire in the third act. And I, you know, that first third there, I was like, this feels really different. This is not the Star Wars I'm used to. And by the end of it, particularly that closing scene, you're like, which is, you know, what you've been waiting for the whole movie.
Yeah, it's funny because it's the opposite of The Force Awakens, which I love the beginning, and then toward the end, of course, we lose a major character. It just didn't have the pop, and this one kind of follows a different course. So yeah, I'll say some of the characters who are you've seen before are recreated digitally. I think it's kind of a mixed blessing, and I won't kind of share more about that, but sometimes if you have the technology, maybe you shouldn't use it so aggressively. But, you know, fans can fight over that over the next few years.
Simply because you can do it, should you? Yeah, that's a good question. All right, so what about other Christmas offerings? Because, you know, this is the time of year people like to go out and have a nice holiday film, maybe a post-Christmas film. What else is coming out there that we should watch for?
Well, one movie that I just completely love is La La Land. Now, I'm not a musical guy. This is a movie musical in the truest Gosling. But it kind of mixes what used to work so well with old school musicals with kind of a 21st century sort of sensibility. And so it's joyful, it's bittersweet, it's got great romance in it. If you're kind of looking for a courtship movie where boy meets girl and get to know each other as opposed to the usual ends with benefits and all the sort of the modern things that we trap into these movies, check this out. Of course, the music is fun, the dancing is wonderful. Really enjoyed this. It's going to figure prominently in all the critics list, but for very good reasons.
All right. You said this is I think you cut out briefly that you said Ryan Gosling's big show. He does well in this?
Yeah, I think both he and Emma Stone are solid here. You know, they're not a star in Rogers. They're not going to be great dancers and singers, but they're good enough. And actually, I kind of like that. I think having slight imperfections makes it. Let's kind of transform into song and dance out of the blue. It makes it more seamless.
All right, sounds good. Well, listen, we're having a little trouble with your phone, so we're going to wrap it up here. But thank you so much, Christian Toto. Always a pleasure to have you here on Mornings on the Mall.
My pleasure.
All right. So you have, as you say, somebody who saw it, or you saw it with a bunch of fanatics, right?
Yes. So this is a group called the 501st Vader's Fist Legion. They're the folks who dress up in the really elaborate costumes.
Yeah.
And they're the types who go to hospitals and visit children's wards.
Right. And what costume did you wear last night, Jim?
I was underdressed. I actually went in regular clothes, so I had to keep telling people, oh, I'm sorry, my Stormtrooper armor's in the dry cleaners this week.
Those people are really something, aren't they? It is now 8:24 on WMAL.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State. Call 202-625-4370.
One more time, guys. I'm here to help you. I mean, listen, you've heard me say this before, but you haven't acted on it, have you? And since I talked to you last about this, your angst about what to get that special lady in your life has gotten worse, and you're just absolutely, now you're getting into panic mode. But you don't need to panic, because this is the thing that she will love, a super warm, world-famous hoodie footie by PajamaGram.com. Because, as I like to say,
because it's here for me to read. It's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footie is the ultimate solution, combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time at all. Cozy significant other is a good thing. You want your significant other, that woman, that wife, that girlfriend, you want her to be cozy, don't you? Of course you do. The Hoodie Footie is the answer, and you can do this just in time for Christmas. You don't have to wrap it because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So here's how you do this. Get your Hoodie Footies at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Or you can just pick up the phone and talk to somebody, and they'll help you through that whole process. The number is 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's 1-800-GIVE-PJs. And tell them that your friend and radio buddy, Brian Wilson, sent you. Now it's 8:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Pushing through Northwest D.C., 7th and Constitution Avenue. Watch for the crash. Slowing Constitution Avenue through that stretch just after you pass, well, it's going to be before 9th Street now, so a little extra time. On the trip across the 14th Street Bridge, 395, that's where your slowdowns begin on that stretch into town, onto the freeway, into the 3rd Street Tunnel. On the inbound 11th Street Bridge, we had a report of a stalled, and now as you try to get off of South Capitol Street off the Douglas Bridge onto South Capitol Street down by Nats Park. Crews were looking for an incident near Potomac Avenue. Now, 395. Also, just want to tell you, still have those slowdowns in the Landmark area. Route 7 eastbound at Barron Cameron. That crash had been cleared. Still trying to clear those delays. Big delays, Kensington, Maryland. Still with the crash in the intersection. Connecticut Avenue and Flyers Mill Road. Do watch for police direction. Tough to get through there. Update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. With over 200 physicians across 39 specialties named to Washingtonians 2016 Best Doctors List. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds will increase from this morning to the afternoon with a high only reaching 32. A light mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain is possible tonight with a low of 27. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 15 degrees, 827.
The holiday shopping season is here, which means savings are everywhere. But toys, electronics, and clothes aren't the only things on sale. New Look Home Design wants to get in on the fun, too, by offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. That's the same as getting half your roof for free. Don't wait until the spring to get a new roof when you can get 50% off all materials by calling New Look Home Design today. And remember, we replace most roofs in a single day. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
For a soldier who's recovering from the effects of war, Fisher House is here.
My wife just kept saying how wonderful this place was and how I had to hurry up and get out of the hospital.
To provide comfort, support, and an inexpensive place to stay.
I think us being here, him seeing the baby, I think that's helped him tremendously.
A place like this works wonders.
Join NOVAC in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Visit WMAL.com, keyword Fisher House.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting NOVAC's energy efficiency game plan into action. Let's do this.
Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use NOVAC's online energy playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown. We lowered our power bill with NOVAC's winning ways to save.
Win big by going to NOVAC.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
Hi, this is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, designer watches, fashion accessories, and more. Find something for everyone and buy direct from hundreds of designers and manufacturers all under one roof. That's what I do. Don't drive from mall to mall. Find quality selection and save lots of money at the International Gem and Jewelry Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
If you're finally addressing your hearing loss, you know that custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade hearing aids at savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-396-1380. That's 1-800-396-1380.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
We'll check in with Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel coming up in just a moment. It is now 8:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. It is very cold this morning. Kind of a shock to the system, says WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Jeff Marr.
We had a very mild November for a large majority of the eastern half of the country. We had all that cold air that was bottled up across portions of Siberia. Now all that cold air has spilled our way, and boy, do we feel it as we start off this morning.
Most of the Washington area is also under a winter weather advisory starting tonight at midnight for snow, sleet, and freezing rain overnight before changing over to just rain sometime tomorrow morning. New details are coming out about the alleged Russian hacking activity targeting Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party during the campaign.
Now, investigators haven't found evidence directly linking back to Putin, but officials believe that because of the nature of the operation, he would have had to give the orders on what to do with the stolen emails. And the hacking hasn't stopped. Law enforcement sources tell CNN that the FBI is now investigating hacking attempts after the election targeting Clinton campaign staffers. Campaign official tells CNN that they've recently received notices as recently as last week indicating attempts to get into their private email accounts.
Correspondent Evan Perez, President Obama's likely to comment further on the Russian hacking at his year-end White House news conference this afternoon, and you can hear that live this afternoon at 2:15 at WMAL.com. Police in Washington State say a standoff is over and a gunman is in custody following the shooting of a police officer responding to a call. The Washington State Patrol says the 61-year-old officer is in serious but stable condition. Another court appearance is set for next hour in D.C. for the North Carolina man accused of firing a shot inside a Washington pizzeria while he was investigating a false news story. 28-year-old Edgar Welch faces federal and local gun charges. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,852, the Nasdaq at 54.57. Sports: Seattle clinches an NFC division title with a win over the Rams. College basketball, a win for GW. The Wizards take on the Pistons tonight. The Caps meet the Hurricanes. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
With the holiday season upon us, everyone's looking for that deal of a lifetime or the big sale. I know where you can get both. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and right now, you could save money and increase the value of your home by making one phone call to Thompson Creek Window Company. Thompson Creek is offering no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018, along with their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Thompson Creek is locally owned and operated. They design, build, and install the best windows around that could save you money on your utility bills and add value to your home. Get the deal of a lifetime. No money down, no interest, no payments till 2018, and their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See thompsoncreek.com for details. The number, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Sweet Thompson Creek.
Not long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, to expand the business, to go on vacation, to buy a new car, remember? But today, withdrawing your own cash has become very, very risky. Listen, according to the Secret War on Cash, a new Swiss America white paper I just read, it made my hair stand on end. You better be careful when you go to the bank. I learned why banks are now required to spy on you and I for the government. And then they report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. What does that mean? Get the Secret War on Cash now by calling 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. Did you know simply spending cash today is enough to get you branded as a potential criminal? You heard me. You better read The Secret War on Cash. It's free. By calling 800-289-2646. The new war against cash is really a war against all freedom-loving Americans. Find out how to survive and thrive by reading The Secret War on Cash. It's free if you call 800-289-2646 right now.
When everyone's home for the holidays, they expect their favorite foods.
I wait all year for that sausage stuffing.
I only use Premio sausage. Premio started 40 years ago as a neighborhood Italian butcher shop, making fresh, authentic Italian sausage.
Hey!
You're eating all the Premio! With butcher-quality cuts of pork, seasoning, spice, and nothing else. No fillers. Traditional Italian ingredients used for generations. Dig in. Mouth-watering taste in every bite. That's what Premio brings to the table.
Premio, the way sausage should be.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Little River Turnpike near Prosperity Avenue had delays in each direction. Crews were responding to a crash. Merging off of the Greenway and onto the toll road, a little bit of volume. But once you're on the toll road, really through Herndon and Reston, you look okay. Route 7 eastbound earlier crash had been at Barron Cameron. That is now out of the travel lanes completely. Kensington, Maryland, boy, we're struggling. Crash involved several cars. Intersection Connecticut Avenue and Flyers Mill Road. Top side of the Beltway, in fact, lighter than normal. Delays actually easing out. Looks like Georgia Avenue is picking up some of the bailout traffic. Commuters bailing out of Connecticut Avenue to avoid that Kensington problem. So watch for Georgia Avenue through Wheaton, a little bit slower than normal. And for Metro Rail, they're no longer single tracking the Orange Line trains between New Carrollton and Chevrolet. They had an earlier broken down train that's been resolved. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a cold Friday as clouds increase from this morning to the afternoon. The high today only near 32. And a light mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain may move in overnight with a low of 20. Will be a rainy weekend with highs in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 13 in Haymarket, 19 in Bethesda, 19 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, and today Jim Garrity is joining us from the National Review, where he is the senior political correspondent. Good to have you in for Larry today, Jim. Larry will be back next week. Joining us on the line right now, Brett Baer, anchor of Special Report on your Fox News channel. Good morning to you, Brett.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so let's talk about the Trump transition, how things are shaping up. And can I just observe that it seems that a lot of people who are ending up in the Trump cabinet or in the Trump administration seems to be ties to your Fox News channel. I mean, they've had a lot of contribution. Are you guys they're draining your swamp is what they're doing?
That may be true. Monica Crowley, the latest yesterday. At heading to NSC Public Affairs and KT McFarland. General Flynn, obviously, was on quite a bit. Yeah, I think he, the president-elect, watches Fox a little bit.
Yeah, so, I mean, but overall, what do you think about the picks and how they're going to go over in Washington? I mean, there's a lot of angst and nervousness in this town in some of these agencies about the people who are coming on board to run them.
Yeah, I mean, consider some of them, the picks have talked openly about destroying or eliminating the agencies that they're now going to head. So, you could see how the bureaucracy would get a little nervous about that. I talked to senior Democrats, Brian, who said that Democrats have to be careful that they don't get apoplectic about every pick, that they can only get apoplectic about a few if they're going to have influence in the confirmation hearings. And, I think their sights are set on a couple, Rex Tillerson, obviously, at State, and maybe Jeff Sessions at Justice, but I think most of the picks, maybe Scott Pruitt at EPA, but most of the picks are going to, especially because the votes are there, probably sail through.
Brett, one of the things we heard from President Obama recently is he's going to vow retaliation against Russia for their hacking. And he said it'll happen at a time and place of our choosing. Some of it may be explicit and publicized, some may not be. This strikes me as a really big potential conflict with the incoming Trump administration, that you've got Obama ready to take certain actions, and yet he'll be leaving office in January 20th. How does this work? Is there, you know, can Trump object to this, or is there any type of coordination between the outgoing administration and incoming administration about how to deal with Russia?
You know, for all of the nice talk about the transition and the right seat, left seat, and helping the incoming administration, I think the talk has turned pretty dramatically, especially from the podium at the White House, when it comes to the issue of Russia and this hacking. And it will be very interesting, Jim, I think today, to hear the president talk at this news conference at 2:15, his final press conference of the year. And I'm sure, you know, some of the focus is going to be on Russia and the hacking and, you know, what the way forward is. I think some of the analysis is smart to say that they did not act, even though they knew something was going on, in part why also they didn't act in Syria, which is because of Iran. They needed Iran, the deal, to stay together, and they needed Russia as a part of that deal, just like they didn't want to make Iran mad by doing something in Syria. I think there's something to that.
Well, this would be, I guess, perhaps Barack Obama's last press conference, whether this afternoon it's scheduled for, before he takes off for Hawaii for the Christmas holidays. And then, you know, then it's the countdown to the inauguration of Donald Trump. So this could be the last time we get a chance. What do you think, will it be focused on this kind of stuff to the exclusion of, you know, I think what he'd like to talk about is his legacy?
Yeah. I don't know if you're going to get what enchanted you questions, but I think our own James Rosen is going to be in the White House briefing room today. So look out.
Uh-oh, that could be good.
Esoteric.
Yeah, you never know with James what you're going to get asked. And also the discussion is going on right now. We were talking earlier about Facebook, that they're going to start flagging things that they determine are fake news. And so we've been wondering, you know, how do you make that determination? Who is
arbiter?
The arbiter of this information, what is fake and what is not fake?
Well, I mean, listen, first of all, you have to check the fact checkers. You know, some of them have their own biases and their own perspective. But it is a serious issue in that, you know, I spend a lot of time on email and social media answering questions. You know, why aren't you covering this?
I know, me
and
too,
it's
yeah.
Because it's not true. You know, and you can spend a lot of your time answering those kinds of things. And it's an issue because people read it on the internet and they believe it to be true. And but it goes, you know, both ways ideologically. And and you know, as far as who's the arbiter, I think that's a real question too, because you have to check the checker.
Yeah, I just don't know who you find. Who is that one person or that group of small people who will actually get that right?
The Fox Brain Room.
Yeah, well, they're actually pretty good. I mean, people don't know that this thing called the Brain Room at Fox, it was like one of the greatest assets in the organization. You can ask them anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
And you type up, and within, you know, five minutes, you're back with all kinds of details. So, you know, that's what you need. That's what you need. Everybody needs a brain room. And I think people take stuff that they read as honest truth, and then they get very angry about it if you're not covering it.
Brett, I understand the Electoral College meets on Monday, December 19th. Does this mean our long national nightmare is over? And we really can say the election is over, it is done, it is set, and we don't have to have, you know, we're not going to be arguing about this the rest of our lives? Or do you think this is something where it's...
Don't ask Martin Sheen and his group of celebrities who have this ad out asking Republican electors to do your civic duty and vote for anyone but Donald Trump, and they're trying to get 37 electors to, you know, remove those votes. He then gets under 270, and the election goes to the House of Representatives. So the problem with that thesis is that, let's say they do that, and what they want to happen happens, and he gets under 270, and they vote for John Kasich, let's say. Well, Congress then in the House has to vote for the top three, one of the top three people who got electoral votes. That's Donald Trump, whoever they vote for, John Kasich, and Hillary Clinton. Well, the House is going to vote for Donald Trump. So all of this stuff is just
sound and fury signifying not a heck of a lot.
Yeah, and they're just trying to delegitimize, I think, the Trump administration. And, you know, it's a shame. I think you got to put the blinders on, and once we get past Monday, it'll be
hopefully
it'll be in stone.
Big plans for the holidays?
Heading out of town with the family for a week and a half, which would be great.
Okay. Well, listen, if I don't talk to you before then, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Talk to you soon. It is now 8:44 on WMAL. It's 8:45. Money, how that just changed over like that. It's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We know what that means. And on Friday, some areas we do catch a break as far as the volume. Have an incident in Clifton area at the intersection with Braddock Road and Clifton Road. Just a little extra time there. On 7, eastbound at Barron Cameron, that crash is history. The delay is just about eased out. Just a brief slowdown through that stretch. 395 in Landmark at the 14th Street Bridge. Those are our slowest stretches. Accident in town, 15th Street at Independence. Watch for police there. A little extra volume. Also 7th and Constitution Avenue for the crash. And Kensington, we're dealing with this accident intersection of Connecticut Avenue and Flyers Mill Road. Slows in each direction. And Georgia Avenue coming out of Wheaton picks up some of the bailout traffic. Just so you know. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold with increasing clouds on this Friday. The high should reach 32. A light mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain may move in overnight with a low of 27. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 16 degrees out there. Stay warm, everyone. It's 8:46 on WMAL. You recognize this, Jim? This goes way, way, way back.
Oh, yeah. Because it lives in eternity for reruns.
The Honeymooners, that's right.
The stars, Art Carney.
Jackie Gleason.
Audrey Meadows.
Art Carney.
And Joyce Randolph.
That was, in the early days of television, this was a huge show. I mean, this was much-watched TV. But as we look back on it now, it makes you cringe every once in a while when you hear things like this.
You're a riot, Alice. You're a regular riot. Hope they like those jokes on the moon, because that's where you're going.
Yeah, it was to the moon, Alice, to the moon, and that kind of stuff. And it's sort of when you go there, you go, ooh, I don't know about that. I have noticed on a lot of the old shows, there are things that sort of now, with today's modern sensibilities, make us cringe a little bit. That
culture has changed. We didn't
think too much about back when these shows were on the air immediately. Well, guess what? The Honeymooners is coming back, perhaps. CBS has decided that they want to do a modern reboot of The Honeymooners. I can't imagine how this would be. This is according to The Hollywood Reporter. Are you ready? See, there are no original ideas in Hollywood. They just have to go back to the well. Hey, we've never done a reboot of The Honeymooners.
Hey, and they'll live in the cave, and we'll call them the Flintstones.
Yeah. Well, they did The Odd Couple, which I think fell a little flat. And it seems like everything that they're doing nowadays is we don't have an original idea or original concept. And when we put these original ideas and concepts, we spend a lot of money to develop them. We find actually they don't work. But we know these other things worked a long time ago, so let's try them again.
Like when you hear a really terrible cover of a song. Hey, that original artist sang that song before so that you don't have to.
That's right. No need for you to do that again. Been there and done that. This falls under the category of no original ideas. Now, the show that I watch all the time, I love The Big Bang Theory. Jim Parsons, as Dr. Sheldon Cooper, just cracks me up. And his love interest in this is Dr. Amy Farrah Fowler, if you know that. And that is that's the actress who plays that is I got to get her name here. Mayim Bialik. Mm-hmm. She was Blossom years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And she's now the love interest. She showed up in Fairfax yesterday to give local middle school students brand new laptops. How exciting. I mean, first of all, it's a show they all probably watch, right? And then here comes this actress from that show that they love, and she's bringing them gifts, brand new laptops for the students in Fairfax County.
I'm sure the kids are thrilled. I'm sure everyone will enjoy it. I just got to observe, didn't early in the program we just observe that Fairfax County was like one of the three or fourth highest median
wealthiest
incomes?
Counties in the country.
Oh, good. Those poor kids in Fairfax County. Now, it's entirely possible one of my sons turns out to be one of those kids, so I'm not going to complain too loudly, but hey, good for the kids, you know.
Good for the kids. Well, apparently, Balak actually does have a PhD in neuroscience. Did you know that? She really does. And she learned code, how to do code on computers, and that helped her, so she wants to go forward with that. So, nice job. It's 850 on WMAL.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017 during the Season of Adventure sales event. Visit your local D.C. Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Don't mess with climbing a ladder to clean your clogged gutters. Call LeafGuard today. LeafGuard lets the water in and keeps the leaves and debris out. Best of all, it comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If it ever does clog, LeafGuard will clean them for free. Right now, take advantage of LeafGuard's year-end sale. Get low monthly payments plus 50% off all downspouts. And just for WMAL listeners, LeafGuard will make a $25 donation to Fisher House in your name with every in-home estimate. 703-291-3114 or find out more at briangutters.com.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
As Washington has its own turnover in administration, I think as we relate to our individual federal employees, they don't know really to the extent that their mission or purpose will change for any particular job. And so I think that they have to be prepared emotionally for some change in direction and some potential pivots.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Sometimes even the most well-intentioned interventions can backfire. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Baby simulator programs are supposed to teach teens how hard it is to take care of a baby. But according to a new Australian study, girls who cared for their model babies were twice as likely to have given birth at least once by age 20. Because the study was anonymous, the researchers can't say for sure why the program didn't work like it was supposed to. The lead author suspects that a positive experience with taking care of a baby and getting the attention from family and friends could be part of the reason. It gives them confidence, she said. They think, hey, look, maybe it wasn't that bad. I could do this, making them more likely to have a baby. Another expert suggested that leaving the father out of the equation and not starting early enough could also be to blame. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530.
Are you worried about your retirement number? That elusive, nagging number that's so important to your future? It's how much you'll need for retirement. This is Simon Hamilton, co-host of The Wise Investor Show, Sunday mornings from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Tune in and we'll discuss the markets and give you sound investing strategies to help you move closer to your retirement number.
Simon Hamilton and The Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Simon, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
So Jerry Rice, I know, famous football player, great dancer, but I see in your palm a powerful secret.
It's no secret. It's Tiger Balm. For 20 years, Tiger Balm has been my go-to for aching muscles and joints.
But in your hand.
I know. You're thinking about the soothing power of essential essential oils, the fast-proven pain relief. Just rub it in or put on the patch. It works where it hurts.
I see. So it's your...
Tiger Balm.
Oh, my aching back.
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically like hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Overall, a lot of you catching a break on our Friday morning trek, but with accidents in several places, we're still struggling. Kensington, Maryland, intersection of Connecticut Avenue and Flyers Mill Road. Still watch. A couple cars involved in that. It's going to take a while to get through there. And heading out of Kensington for a bailout route, we're taking Georgia Avenue, picks up some of that volume, leaving Wheaton in the district now on the westbound side of the freeway. You come off of the 11th Street Bridge slows to the crash after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Northbound BW Parkway, roadwork already set up before you get to 410. Virginia in the Clifton area, Braddock Road and Clifton Road for the crash. Traffic update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold with increasing clouds on this Friday. The high should reach 32. A light mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain may move in overnight with a low of 27. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 16 degrees, 8:56.
Fisher House Foundation works with you.
When your loved one's been wounded, you want to be there to support them.
We've spent every dime we have.
We look at what the military can provide, and we look at what a family's needs are, and then we try to fill in the gap.
Fisher House supports those who support our wounded heroes.
We want these people to know that we consider them to be special.
Join Leonardo North America in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Donate today at WMAL.com. Keyword Fisher House.
What's in a name? If you push the cutting edge in air and defense products, systems, and services, one's name should be synonymous with the kind of innovation that comes from investing 11% of annual revenues in research and development. That's why we at Finmeccanica North America have transitioned to Leonardo North America, inspired by one of history's greatest innovators. It's a name we're proud to bear, one that leaves nothing to question. Read more at leonardocompany.com/en.
The holiday shopping season is here, which means savings are everywhere. But toys, electronics, and clothes aren't the only things on sale. New Look Home Design wants to get in on the fun, too, by offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. That's the same as getting half your roof for free. You see, most people put off getting a new roof until the spring, which means winter months can get a little quiet for roofers. But New Look Home Design roofers want to work 12 months out of the year and are ready to go. That's why New Look Home Design is offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. And did you know New Look replaces most roofs in a single day? Don't wait until the spring to get a new roof when you can get 50% off all materials by calling New Look Home Design today. And remember, we replace most roofs in a single day. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
So on Monday, Trevor Madsen will be along because it's a Monday night game, and Joe DeDinner will be here. I want to say thank you to Jim Garrity, senior political correspondent at National Review, for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Brian, thank you. This has been a great joy.
And looky there, there's Chris Plant.
Getting up at 3:30 in the morning?
Oh, that was the best part.
That was definitely the
best. And the cold.
You just stay up, power through?
No.
No, didn't do that. Well, good morning and welcome. Today apparently is President Obama's last year-end press conference. I want to open the lines to you.